Okay, Carlos, second game of the series here in Philadelphia. And, of course, it was a little scary yesterday seeing Francisco Lindor come out of the game. I know he's not in the starting lineup today. How concerned are you with the I guess you call it a health scare last night?
Yeah, he was scary. But after the game, talking to him, I felt a little bit better. Not in the lineup today. I was texting with him this morning, and then when he got to the ballpark, got treatment, went in the weight room, move around. Definitely feeling better, but we just felt like we don't want to overcompensate anything else, you know. And we'll see. He'll continue to get treatment here in the next few hours, and then let's see how the game unfolds and if he's a player for us or not. But so right now, day to day, and hopefully he continues to progress well here.
I guess maybe a way to say it is competitively stubborn. I know he wants to see 162 at the end of the year because he takes the responsibility of playing 162 at a prime position for this franchise. How much do you respect that? How much do you have to say, Francisco, sometimes you have to take a day?
Yeah, I respect that. But now, learning the player, I think our relationship now is to a point where I know I can trust him as far as, like, the health goes. You know, he's not only wants to play 162, but he's going to be honest with him. It's a perfect example today, you know, where give me a chance, let me try it. And then if he's not 80%, 75%, he's going to let me know. And I really appreciate that. That's the trust factor between the manager, the player. And like I said, let's wait a couple of hours here. And if he feels better and he's like, I'm a player for you, then we'll see him there. But, yeah.
Luis Angel Acuña is now up here from AAA. Obviously, a name that a lot of Mets fans were excited about last year in the trade with Max Scherzer going to the Rangers. How excited are you to just get eyes on him at this level versus hearing about him in AAA or seeing him in spring training?
Yeah, I'm super excited. This is a win for the organization, for player development. There's a lot of people that spend tons of hours with him, with his development, and you got to give them credit. You got to give Acuña credit as well. It wasn't easy for him. 22 years old, playing at the AAA level and playing every day and going through some struggles. The reports were, man, the way he's handled it is pretty impressive for a guy that age. And he continues to play. This is a guy that wants to be in the lineup. He posts. And, you know, we're talking about a guy like Lindor and Pete Alonso. This is another example here of a guy coming from the minor leagues that he takes pride of being in the lineup. Here he is getting an opportunity now. He's playing shortstop tonight. I'm excited to watch him play.
I know his speed, his defense, incredible. His bat, solid, needs a little bit of expertise. But he walks into a room with J.D. Martinez and Lindor and Alonso and Winker. How nice is that for him?
Very nice. And, you know, when he came in here, came to the office, we were talking, telling how proud I was. But I also told him that. It's like, hey, man, like, this is a special group here. Like, if there's somebody that you could learn from, you got a lot of people in there. You know, you got Lindor, watch him. You got J.D. Martinez, Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Jose Iglesias, Mark Vientos was in your position not too long ago. So just make sure that you enjoy your time, but don't be afraid to ask questions. That's the biggest thing. And just have fun.